Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Mully and Haw talk Cubs baseball and Chicago sports every weekday morning from 5:30 to 10 on 670 The Score in the Odyssey app. And tomorrow morning I will be on, but a little later than normal. Usually I'm on at 8 o'clock. I think tomorrow, 9:25, I will be on tomorrow morning from the Motor City. Back to the boys with Mully and Haw.
That's because of the time zone change?
Yeah,
or,
I think that. Yeah, I'm guessing so. Dustin just asked. He sent me a text a little while ago just saying, how about 9:25 tomorrow? It's their show.
Sure. You'll have time for a little espresso.
Oh, for sure.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Oh, what a delight to welcome in the great man himself. Ron Coomer is in Detroit waiting the Cubs game tonight, and he joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. Good morning, Ron. How are you?
How's the espresso?
It's very good, actually. I am 2 espressos in, so I might be talking a little faster than normal, but we are okay, boys. How are you guys doing today?
Well, we are really looking forward to this series. I mean, this is a good one, and the fact that that A.J. Hinch seems to have saved Tarek Skubal for the Cubs, fascinating, especially since the Sox managed to win in his hole yesterday. So I don't know. Maybe he made an error, AJ, but hopefully the Cubs can take care of business and Chicago will get the best of the Detroit Tigers and their Cy Young winning pitcher tonight.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's an interesting series. I really think, Scotty Harrison, who is with the Cubs, is in charge. Baseball operations, which he was a great guy. And so I'm happy for him. And I'm interested to see kind of how, what this transformation of Detroit looks like. They were one of those teams when you saw them the last couple of years, you went, interesting. They got some young players. They got this, guy on the bump that we're going to face tonight that's really good. And next thing you know, but they had some other issues, Javi, they had to get Javi straightened out and hopefully get something out of him. And, but they had some things going on. So I haven't done a lot of research. We got in about 2 o'clock in the morning last night. So espresso's first, your show second, reading will be third, but I have looked ahead and saw them and they've had the best record in baseball now for about a week. And, That's impressive, you know, because you don't necessarily think of best records in baseball and the Detroit Tigers going hand in hand over the last, you know, 10, 15 years.
Well, this might be the best pitcher in baseball because in six starts, especially at home, Ron, he's different. Six starts at Comerica, 4-0 is Skubal with a 1.83 ERA, 57 strikeouts in 39 in a third innings. So I do wonder, as Pat might say, as he sits next to you tonight, when the pregame starts at 5:35, only broadcast in town, the way you can follow this, the only local broadcast, if Pat would say to you, so what are you thinking here, Ron? What would you say?
I would say, first have your espresso and then study later. I just think this he's one of those kids that has always done well here at home. This is a great ballpark to pitch in. It's a big ballpark. You know, if you're a Sox fan and you see, you know, this ballpark all the time, Comerica, you see that the ballpark plays big in the middle of the park. Where the ball carries probably the best is right center, but I think he pitches well to his ballpark. I think he pitches well to his home fans, and we'll have to see. To me, when young guys, he was best pitcher in baseball last year.
Right.
As Pat said, he won the Triple Crown last year. So when you only see a guy once, you know, rarely. Now, you know, when I was broadcasting for the Twins, you could see this guy every other month. It seemed like back then we were playing the Tigers. You really got to know who Verlander was or Scherzer or those guys. Now, you know, you got to watch a lot of film and really get tendencies of this guy and see what you got. But right now, he's been really, can't say he's been really good. There's nobody been better, put it that way.
Yeah, 10-1, 1.99 ERA a year ago at home in Comerica, and this year he's 4-0 in six starts, 1.83 ERA. He's got something like 57 strikeouts in nearly 40 innings. I mean, that is scary stuff. He's a really good pitcher. We know that. There's a reason you win the Cy Young, and he's been pitching great. But I just feel like when we talk about the Cubs and their offense, they're also good enough taking pitches and working pitchers that they can win late. It's a part of the DNA of this team.
It is. It's a situation where you don't have you're not a one trick pony. You don't have to win one way. You don't have to just hit home runs and hope you do, and then you win. You know, you've got guys that can hit the ball out of the ballpark, and you got a few of them. You've got great team speed. I know leaving the ballpark yesterday and talking to some of the Phillies people, or not Phillies, but Washington people, that, you know, the thing that we see on a daily basis that other teams don't see, you know, we talk about athleticism and stealing bases and running bases. But it really showed on defense in that last series. Pete Armstrong going and getting balls in center field, like you just don't see. Talking right field, goes and gets two balls in right field. The outfielders in the first three innings with two assists, you know, on balls that should be doubles that are thrown out at second base, one by Ian and one by Tuck. You know, Nico making some really nice plays. There was a play that Matt Shaw made. He's a really good athlete. You know, he kept the ball in the infield when the game was close. First and second, two outs. If that ball goes through, it's going to be first and third in a run in. Instead, he knocks the ball down with a diving stop. Keeps it in the infield. No run scored. The next guy hits a fly ball. You're out of the inning. All those little things matter, and it's all about athleticism. It really is, Mike.
So, Ron, tonight, obviously with Skubal on the mound, it's likely or possible that Michael Busch won't be in the lineup because Craig Counsell has taken to resting him against tough lefties, maybe any lefties. And I just wonder about the wisdom of that. I think Craig Counsell, we talked earlier in the show about, or he's earned the benefit of the doubt. He's a great manager and pushing a lot of right buttons, especially in the bullpen. But how do you feel about that? Because Michael Busch is a guy who has, when in the lineup, we've seen what he's capable of doing. And I just wonder, if you are a team with aspirations of being a playoff contender, at some point in time, you're going to face a tough lefty in the postseason. And if you're in the postseason, don't you want Michael Busch in the lineup?
I would say by the time we get to October, David, you're probably looking at what could be a different situation. You know, I don't disagree with what you're saying at all. And Michael is, he's been one of the unsung heroes. You know, you hear a lot about Pete and, you know, and Tuck and some of the guys, but Michael Bush, you talk about a constant level of play that's been very good. He is just, you know, offense, defense, hitting some balls out of the ballpark, good at bats. He has played really good. So I'm with you there. I still think as long as you have Turner on your ball club and you're seeing some signs maybe that he's turning the corner and, you know, getting his swing back a little bit, so to speak, that's why you signed him. So you have to give him the ability to play, because that's why you brought him in. So, but I would think by the time we get to October, you're probably looking at Michael Bush being, you know, the guy. I believe that. He picks things up really fast for a young player in the league. He just does. That's his whole game. He really does. And I can't say enough good about Michael Bush. I really can't. As a baseball player, there's nothing in his game right now that I go, that's a weakness. He's everything that was questionable, he's covered, and now he's playing great baseball.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ron, as a team, when you face one of these kind of measuring stick series, mm-hmm. does it mean anything to you? I mean, listen, we're in the early first week of June. I don't know that you're going to learn anything now that really is going to matter. Well, maybe you learn something about what you need going into the trade deadline. But, right, you know, you don't really think about any series now as some precursor to something that happens later. But you're playing the team right now, has the best record in baseball. You're going into their place. David asked a great question of Steve Stone earlier in the week. He's seen both the Cubs and the Detroit Tigers already covering the White Sox. Is there which team's better? And he basically said that, you know, it's too early and you can't tell, but he also said that Skubal would be the difference, that there is a guy that, you know, if you anticipate a playoff series, would get a couple starts, and that would maybe change the way you look at a team. Is there any benefit to thinking that way going into a series or looking at that for a team? Do you do that even subliminally?
I would say yes. You do look at it. You see where you measure yourself. I don't think this isn't the end-all be-all. We're, you know, at the early parts of June. I think it's June 6th. So we're you know, still weeks away from the halfway point. But it's a good way to look at your – at the end of these next six games, it's a good way to look at your club and go – okay, did we play our best baseball, and where did we stand with the Tigers? Where did we stand with the Phillies? When you looked at, when you did that same thing early in the year, you did pretty good, right? You looked at yourself against the Dodgers, and that turned out pretty good. So I think, you know, this will be one of those. It's not a devastating thing either way, or, you know, start getting fitted for World Series rings if it goes one way or the other. But it is a great way to look at your club and see where you stand. And I will say, there is no doubt, when you have an elite or the best starting pitcher in baseball, you know, that is a factor. There is no doubt about it. That's why everybody wants them. That's why the league pays them so much money. And that is a factor for sure. And this guy is. I'm looking at his numbers as we're talking. In 75 2/3 innings, 7 walks.
Wow.
So grab your bat, boys, because you're not getting free passes. You better be ready to hit. That's, you know, and that's what it was like last year. I remember doing a game that he threw last year, and he's, you know, he doesn't walk anybody. So, you know, first fastball you see in the zone, go ahead and whack it. That'd be, how's that for a hitting coach?
Ron Coomer on the Score is sponsored by Huntington, home of early pay. More at Huntington.com/yourmoney.
Ron, last thing before I let you go. So if you look at this Cub team, and we're looking at this series as a measuring stick, and we're projecting into October, what does this Cub team need most, and or what doesn't it have to feel like those kind of aspirations are realistic?
Well, I think you look at, you know, the starting rotation has done a very, very nice job since the injuries. You know, but, you know, first of all, health, David, you got to get Shota back and hopefully pitching well again, right? He's, because, you know, we're talking about Scooble. Well, Shota's your guy. So you got to get him back and get him, you know, pitching like he's capable of, like he did last year. That would be first, you know, and then what I'm guessing is going to end up being another thing that Counts always talks about, and it's, you know, makes perfect sense, is depth in the bullpen. You know, you can't have enough pitching depth, and that whole bullpen, you know, backside of the bullpen will have to figure itself out because it's been good lately, but, you know, it's still a somewhat of a question mark where you're figuring out what you're going to do. So I think those two things probably are first. And then, you know, the offensive side and hitting and, you know, the base running and all that has been very good. I don't know if you're going to make much of a change there. That's looks pretty solid to me. You might end up getting another hitter at the deadline possibly, but, you know, nobody's going to come in and just take over a position unless there's an injury. So I think it's all on the bump. All the looking and trying to figure it out is on the bump.
Great stuff, Ron. Thank you, buddy. Have a great weekend in Motown.
Thanks, Coom.
Absolutely. Cheers to the espresso, David.
Thank you. You are the best.
That's the great man himself, Ron Coomer.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Audacy Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.